Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Hopkins from the First Lutheran Church of Boston. The New Testament reading today is from Galatians 3, verse 23 through chapter 4, verse 11. Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian, for in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to those that by nature are not gods. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid I may have labored over you in vain. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. So far, in Galatians, Paul's been exhorting them to not submit to the influence of false teachers who would have them revert to requirements that existed under the Old Covenant, things like circumcision, dietary laws, Jewish liturgical calendars, etc. And this was being preached to them by these false teachers, not as an overt, intentional reversion to Judaism as they had understood it, but that this was Christianity 101. Jesus plus the law, Jesus plus circumcision, plus dietary and liturgical laws, Jesus plus something else. And this was to be, from the Judaizers, not only the prescription for those Jews who had, you know, become Christians, but also for those Gentiles who had become Christians, who had been grafted in and incorporated into Christ. They now are supposed to go back and get circumcised. They now are supposed to go and change their diets and all these things. So Paul obviously has to address this. And up until this point, he's been demonstrating the difference between the law and the promise, between those who are righteous according to God's promise and live by faith, and those who would seek righteousness in some other way, namely through the law. So now Paul is presenting in plain, relatable terms the role of the law and the role of Christ. And the role of the law is that of a guardian. Right? That would have meant to the people or drawn to their mind the idea of a slave or a servant who acts as a sort of chaperone, shepherding a child around, taking him to school. And Paul is saying that you were under the law's dominion, and that this was a temporary arrangement until the coming of Christ. Jesus has come to do what the law was never capable of doing and what it was never meant to do, namely to make us righteous before God. And so as we go through these verses, when we get into chapter 4, Paul's really just explaining the illustration that he just employed, to the end that the Galatians understand, both those who have been brought in as Gentiles, and those Jews who believe the gospel. Paul is explaining to them that they, as the baptized, now stand before God with as co-heirs with their big brother Jesus, that the kingdom belongs to them as it belongs to you, and that we together enjoy full status as God's sons. So then, whether you are a Jew who became baptized, whether you are a Gentile who became baptized, both of you now equally together, they're grafted into Christ. Why would any of us turn back the other way? Why would we trade in our status in Christ to be under a guardian or to revert to these elementary principles of the world? Why would we ever settle for anything other than Christ alone, since it is He alone who saves us, who makes us righteous? Why would we do anything other than trust in Christ alone, follow His teaching alone, given in His word alone? When it comes down to it, that means things like, as a pastor, I can never ask more of you than Jesus does. As a disciple, right, as the church, we can't be disciples of Jesus and insist that the Bible has prescribed for you a particular Christian diet plan or a particular day of worship that you must observe, right? This day only, or that day only, or that you have to circumcise your baby boy. We can't be disciples of Jesus and insist that you follow a particular liturgical calendar, or that Sunday by Sunday you need to read the Bible in this particular order, or that your pastor needs to wear certain robes on Sunday if everything is going to be legitimate, if you're going to be saved. All of those things can be great for good order, for instruction, for discipline, for walking together, but we can never put our faith in them. We can never make them Jesus' own specific requirements. It can never be Jesus plus anything else. This is your pastor's work, to proclaim to you freedom in Christ so that you would not revert again to a yoke of slavery. It is still Christ alone for you. So we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, you came in humility and weakness to defeat the powers of sin, death, and the devil. Clothe our weakness with your righteousness by your baptismal grace, that we might withstand the power of every adversary. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.